Time Warner Audiobooks presents The Tipping Point, How Little Things Can Make a Big Difference, written by Malcolm Gladwell and read by the author.
For Hush Puppies, the classic American brush suede shoes with the lightweight crepe sole, the tipping point came somewhere between late 1994 and early 1995. The brand had been all but dead until that point. Sales were down to 30,000 pairs a year, mostly to backwoods outlets and small-town family stores. Wolverine, the company that makes Hush Puppies, was thinking of phasing out the shoes that made them famous. But then something strange happened. Two Hush Puppy executives, Owen Baxter and Jeffrey Lewis, ran into a stylist from New York at a fashion shoot who told them that the classic Hush Puppies had suddenly become hip in the clubs and bars of downtown Manhattan. "We were being told," Baxter recalls, "that there were resale shops in the village, in Soho, where the shoes were being sold. People were going to the Ma and Pa stores, the little stores that still carried them, and buying them up." Baxter and Lewis were baffled at first. It made no sense to them that shoes that were so obviously out of fashion could make a comeback. "We were being told that Isaac Mizrahi was wearing the shoes for his personal use," Lewis says. "At the time, we had no idea who Isaac Mizrahi was." By the fall of that year, things began to happen in a rush. First, the designer John Bartlett called. He wanted to use Hush Puppies in his spring collection. Then another Manhattan designer, Anna Sui, called, wanting shoes for her show as well. In Los Angeles, the designer Joel Fitzgerald put a 25-foot inflatable basset hound, the symbol of the Hush Puppies brand, on the roof of his Hollywood boutique and gutted an adjoining art gallery to turn it into a Hush Puppies department store. It was total word of mouth, Fitzgerald remembers. In 1995, the company sold 430,000 of the classic Hush Puppies. The next year, it sold four times that, and the year after that, still more, until Hush Puppies were once again a staple of the wardrobe of the young American male. Hush Puppies had suddenly exploded, and it all started with a handful of kids in the East Village in Soho. Those first few kids, whoever they were, weren't deliberately trying to promote Hush Puppies. They were wearing them precisely because no one else would wear them. Then it spread to two fashion designers who used the shoes to peddle something else, haute couture fashion. The shoes were an incidental touch. And then, in the space of a year, boom, the shoes exploded. They went past a certain point and they tipped. How did that happen? How does a $30 pair of shoes go from a handful of downtown Manhattan hipsters and designers to every mall in America in the space of 2 years?